This is a time in history when we need to be especially aware of how the wisdom of the world stacks up against the wisdom of God. Such wisdom perhaps could be captured in certain phrases which we hear and may contain some truth, but generally lead away from God. Follow your bliss. Do what makes you happy. But in the world, Jesus is never the answer to that directive. Carpe diem. Do it now and don't worry about the future. But God wants a future for us in the fullness of his own blessed life. And in the world, that's never what is to be seized. Opportunity only knocks once. And if you miss it, your life is ruined forever. But hearing God and repenting is always available to us. Jesus is always, as we read in Revelation, standing at the door and knocking. Now, Zacchaeus knows that there is such a thing as happiness, a bliss which he is missing out on. The churches of Sardis and Laodicea are following worldly wisdom, and it is leading them away from God and from life, and it's not good. On the surface, everything that Zacchaeus is contradicts the world's view of what is to be admired. But everything that Zacchaeus is, they are not, at least at this point in his life. The seven churches of Asia Minor receive report cards, essentially, about their life as churches. Before looking at the report card of two of them, which we have in today's first reading, there are perhaps at least three ways, we can personally take these comments and look at who they are for. They're certainly for the Christians in those places, but they're also for us. The Diocese of Calgary, the parish of St. Peter's, or whichever parish you belong to, but they're also for us as individuals. The condemnation of Sardis, you think you are alive, but you are dead. You think you are following your bliss, but you are really following a path that leads to destruction. On the other hand, far from having missed your opportunity, you simply need to open your ears to hear what God is saying and to repent, turn your life around. At this point, unlike Zacchaeus, they don't have a heart which desperately wants to know God. Unlike Zacchaeus, they have gone dead inside, at least most of them. The condemnation of Laodicea is, if it's possible, even worse. What is worse than death? It's complacency. They have the wrong kind of riches, and unlike Zacchaeus, they think they are just fine as they are. They don't care about who is at the door. They don't feel the need to turn their lives around. The first church is told to hear, if they can. The second church is told the same. And then Jesus tells all of the churches and us, he says, listen, I am standing at the door and knocking. Let anyone who has an ear to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, this message is for us. I am standing at the door of your diocese, of your parish, of your heart. I want to come in now. In the gospel passage and in the invitation to the churches, it is about Jesus coming into our house. Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, for I must stay at your house today. It is an imperative, not a suggestion. The heart that is open, like his, must act on that openness. That's the opportunity which could be missed. Not Jesus knocking, but our readiness to hear and to open. The result for Jesus, or for Zacchaeus rather, is a radical transformation. Half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone, I will pay back four times as much, which is a prescription from the Levitical law for somebody who has defrauded one. It is clear he has been thinking about it, and therefore he knows what he has to do. This is a classic case of encounter with Christ that we must seek, we must be ready for, and have an idea of how we are going to respond. Knowing when to answer the door and when not is a real trick. A lot of times we don't want to answer the door at our house because we know it's just going to be some kind of solicitation. On the other hand, what if we were to miss that one chance to stock up on Girl Guide cookies? We might ask why we are in a post-Christian era. For us, It is because we have stopped seeking an encounter and have stopped opening the door. That strategy which works so well at our front door, i.e. not opening it, is a disaster when it comes to God. If we don't open the door, we leave Jesus outside. If we wait too long, there will be other distractions. Our love will grow cold. We will stop caring. Whether hearing, which is the main emphasis in the first reading, or seeing, which is the emphasis in the gospel, both are about recognizing and taking action. First, be ready, be awake. It won't happen if we distract ourselves. Distraction is the recipe for being lukewarm. Second, desire to be in his presence. Meet him. If you look out the window and see the girl guides coming down the street, you know that it's a good time to open the door. That's the challenge for us today. Are we going to be ready, like Zacchaeus, to open the door of our hearts, to open the door of our houses, to be ready to welcome him? Third, recognize, not carpe diem, but this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And finally, fourth, let him transform us from the inside. We might not want to do that. What Zacchaeus did sounds hard. Why would we repent if we were going to have to give up so much? But that's the thing about transformation. It makes us want to be right with God, wants us to be right with the world. That's the path to happiness. And we, brothers and sisters, have to keep going through those steps. Zacchaeus runs, unlike those in Laodicea. He's alive to his need for relationship and repentance, unlike those in Sardis. He hears the knock and opens the door of his house and of his heart. We need to keep praying. Lord, let me wake up. Let me answer your call, your knock. Come into my home, my heart. Let me see. Let me hear. Let me be transformed.